We've had 5 or 6 weeks to regroup and refocus and get things going again. So the boys were released back to the clubs for 2 or 3 weeks there, and I'm sure we're delighted to get back playing consistently at club level. So I suppose they're now looking forward to getting back and being realistic about it and being honest about it. I don't think Armagh away from home was the draw that they would have been looking for, but that's what they got, so they have to go now and attack it, and let's hope for the best. I suppose in Fermanagh here we are disappointed, obviously, with losing to Monaghan, but being realistic, we knew going into that game that it was a very, very tough, difficult challenge for us, and we did well with them in the first half, but we fell away badly then, especially in the last 20 minutes. So that disappointment of the last 20 is still with us, and we're definitely looking for a performance tomorrow.
I know you carried quite a lot of injuries going into that game against Monaghan. Has that improved at all?
Yeah, well, Declan McCusker is back fit again. He played his club football. Rory Corrigan is back as well. He played club football there a few weeks ago. So it has improved somewhat. I still think Ryan Jones is a miss. He's out. If the likes of Richie O'Callaghan still away, Connell Jones away in Australia. So some are back, some are still away. But, you know, you have to play and work with the hand that you have. And I know Pete and his management team will be making no excuses. They'll be looking to go all out and get the very best out of what they've got. And if Fermanagh do produce a top-quality performance tomorrow, they are capable of beating this Armagh team.
And it is a pressure game, obviously, for the two teams. Really, it is backs to the wall for both Pete McGrath and Kieran McGinney. Probably Kieran McGinney under the bigger pressure of the two, given that he is at home.
Well, it's a big game for both sets of players and management, I suppose, for both sets of players starting out at the beginning of the year. For Armagh, they wanted to get promotion and wanted to beat Down in the Championship. They failed on both fronts. For Fermanagh, they wanted to stay in Division 2 and get a wee run in the Ulster Championship as well, and they failed on both fronts there as well. So both of them, Tom, are under equal pressure as far as I'm concerned, because for either of them to lose tomorrow, it'll mean they've had a full season of hard work and sacrifices and all that that goes with it, and have got very little out of it. Well, a win for either side tomorrow, and I would predict either of these teams win tomorrow, I would predict that the winner of tomorrow can go to August and Croke Park quarter-final, because the momentum and the confidence either side would get out of winning this match in the Athletic Grounds tomorrow would be massive. So it's a massive, massive game. I know Down and Monaghan tonight in the Athletic Grounds is the game most people are talking about, but as far as Fermanagh and Armagh Gaelic folk are concerned, this game in the Athletic Grounds on Sunday evening is a huge, huge game, and it'll be a defining moment for each of the teams. You know, whoever wins it, it's going to be massive, and as I said to you, Tom, who knows where they can end up, but whoever loses, it'll bring to an end an awful disappointing season.
And tell me, you saw Armagh against Down. I suppose we saw two sides of Armagh against Down. What did you make of them?
Well, I thought in the first half I was very impressed with them. They scored two goals and they could have had three more. So it is a worry, you know, from a Fermanagh point of view that Armagh were creating so many goal chances. On another day, they could be putting away those chances. So certainly Fermanagh would have taken note of that. And I know that Armagh, going into that game against Down, had been very impressive in challenge matches against Kildare and Mayo to beat both teams. So they were hugely disappointed with their second half. And I suppose, Fermanagh the same. Both teams in the Ulster Championship played a very good first half. Fermanagh against Monaghan, Down, Armagh against Down. But in the second half, both teams were very, very poor. So we're fairly similar. I think we're well enough matched. You know, Fermanagh will set up fairly defensive, Armagh the same. And it'll come down then to who takes their chances and who's clinical. I think a goal is going to be a massive score in this game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think there's going to be certainly too many scores in it. And I think a goal can be, whoever gets the goal, I think we'll go on to win the game. And it's hard to call, I suppose, Armagh with home advantage. Home advantage means a lot, especially in the back door. Home advantage would give Armagh the nod. But if Fermanagh produce one big performance, and, normally every year there is a big performance at Fermanagh, We've been waiting until now, and hopefully it'll come in the athletic grounds tomorrow evening.
And looking at the Armagh or the Fermanagh selection, do you see many changes from the day against Monaghan?
Not that many. I think Pete will be looking to keep faith with the boys who he had on against Monaghan, except he'll be looking for better performances out of them. And definitely we'll be looking to win more ball around the middle of the field. The break ball especially, we were very weak on that against Monaghan. We'll be looking to improve on that, and hoping to get more ball into the forward line. That'll be important, and you know, when the ball is in with the forwards, hopefully they'll be more clinical with it as well. And you know, from Fermanagh's point of view, the players need to step up tomorrow. They need to deliver. The time for excuses is gone. You know, tomorrow they must show what they're about, and hopefully if they can produce what they're capable of, we could have a memorable result for Fermanagh tomorrow night.
And before we let you go, as you mentioned, Monaghan and Down this evening, how do you see that one go?
Well, the thing about Down, you know, when they get a win under the belt at all, they get great momentum, great confidence. They'll have absolutely no fear of Monaghan, but I think Monaghan's class in attack with McCarthy, McCarron and McManus, very few teams in Ulster, very few teams in Ireland have forwards of that quality, and I think the Monaghan forward line will be sharp enough to get enough scores to get them across the line and into an Ulster final with Tyrone.